A place where anything imaginable is possible. Space, the ultimate frontier. So, what draws us to the limitless possibilities of space? Astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson summed it up poignantly when he stated, "I think of space not as the final frontier, but as of the next frontier. Not as something to be conquered, but to be explored." Waking up long before the sun, working the land, riding the ruts, planting the seeds, then putting the results in the grain bin. What happens in between, the uncontrollable variables, and all the uncertainty? That's farming. We'll spend a day in the life of a true American farmer. In this world, there's real evil. In the darkest shadows, and in the most ordinary places, these are the true stories of the innocent and the unimaginable. Between the things we see and the things we fear, there are doors. When they're opened, is when the story begins. Curiosity. It's inside each and every one of us. The little voice that asks, why? Questions like, is the Earth round or flat? Or, how can I see the universe up close? Some, I bet, you have also asked before. Have you ever wondered where geometry came from? Well, it's an interesting story. In fact, my green screen here doubles as a time machine, and it can take us back in time to some of the places where geometry was born. Let's go. We start in ancient Egypt around 3000 BCE, before your parents were born. Well, most of your parents. Perhaps the most amazing thing about the animals of the Galapagos is not how they look, but that they seem to know no fear of humans. Still, people have stopped to visit throughout history. But we remain enough of a rarity here that instead of running away, most animals move in for a closer look.